Alexandra Mountbatten had common sense. That's what her friends believed. The truth was, Alex had no sense at all. At least, not when it came to charming gentlemen with roguish green eyes. If she possessed any wisp of rationality, she wouldn't have made such a fool of herself with the bookshop rake. Even now, more than half a year later, she could revisit the embarrassing scene and watch it unfolding, as though she were attending a play. The setting? Hatchard's bookshop. The date? A Wednesday afternoon in November. The personages? Alexandra, of course. Her three closest friends, Nicola Teague, Lady Penelope Campion, and Emma Pembroke, the Duchess of Ashbury. And making his first appearance in a starring role, trumpet fanfare please, the bookshop rake. The scene proceeded thusly. Alexandra had been juggling a tower of Nicola's books in one arm and reading her own book with her free hand. A copy of Messier's Catalogue of Star Clusters and Nebulae, which she'd plucked like a pearl from the used book section. She'd been searching for a second-hand copy for ages. She couldn't afford to buy it new. One moment, she'd been blissfully paging through descriptions of astronomical nebulae, and the next, bang! A collision of cosmic proportions. The cause remained unclear. Perhaps she'd taken a step in reverse, or maybe he'd turned without looking. It didn't matter. Whosoever's elbow jostled the other's arm, the laws of physics demanded an equal and opposite reaction. From there, the rest was gravity. All her books fell to the floor, and when she looked up from the heap, there he was. Ruffled brown hair, fashionable attire, cologne that smelled like bottled sin, and a smile no doubt honed from boyhood as a means to make women forgive him anything. With affable charm, he'd gathered up the books. She'd been no help at all. He'd inquired after her name. She'd stammered. He'd asked her to recommend a book, a gift, he said, for two young girls. In response, she'd stammered yet more. He'd drawn close enough for her to breathe in his woodsy, earthy, oh-so-manly cologne. She'd nearly fainted into the antiquities section. But then he'd looked at her with warm green eyes, truly looked at her, the way people rarely did, because it meant allowing the other person to truly look at them too. Equal and opposite reactions. He made her feel like the only woman in the bookshop. Perhaps the only woman in the world, or the universe. The moment seemed to last forever. And yet it was over much too soon. Then he'd made her a dashing bow, bid her adieu, and strolled away with Messier's Catalogue of Star Clusters and Nebulae, leaving Alexandra holding an insipid book of stories for obedient girls. End of scene. Or at least, it should have been the end. Alex resolved to scrub the encounter from her mental slate, but Penny, the incurable romantic among them, wouldn't allow it. Since he hadn't given his name, Penny anointed him with increasingly ridiculous titles. First, he was merely the bookshop rake, but as the weeks wore on, he made a rapid ascent up the rungs of the peerage. Sir Reed, Lord Literature, the Duke of Hatchards. Stop, Alex told her again and again. That was ages ago and I haven't thought of him since. He certainly hasn't thought of me. It was nothing. Except that it wasn't quite nothing. Some idiotic corner of her memory embellished the encounter with rainbows and sparkles until it resembled something. Something too mortifying to ever admit aloud, even to Penny, Emma, and Nicola. In truth, Alex avoided admitting it to herself. From that day forward, whenever she visited Hatchard's, or the Temple of Muses, or even the Minerva Library, she looked for him, imagining that they might collide once again, and he would confess, over afternoon tea that lingered into dinner, that he'd been haunting the bookshops too, hoping to meet with her. Because naturally, in those 2 minutes of painful one-sided conversation, he'd divined that an incoherent, clumsy, working-class girl, small enough to fit into the average kitchen cupboard, was exactly everything he'd always yearned to find. You're exactly what I've been searching for. Now that I've found you, I'll never let you go. Alexandra, I need you. Common sense? Pfft. Alex worked for her living, setting clocks in the homes of wealthy customers. And she didn't have time for dreams. She set goals, and she worked to achieve them. Feet on the ground, shoulders squared, and head on straight. She would not, absolutely not, be carried away with romantic fantasies.